Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
I got to say this, too, because you know Jerome that we see up in Buford, Mike, at Hooters?
Jerome? Yeah, the guy that's a big Alabama fan.
Yeah,
Jerome. Who never has enough money on his pocket to make a bet.
This is true. Jerome, man, get a life. All right? Stop. Stop texting and tweeting and doing all the things you were doing after the Alabama win. All right? He is just glowing right now. And that's how Alabama fans feel. It's interesting. I'll say this as we talked about the Georgia Alabama game, the Kirby deal for me, and I don't know how you feel. And we'll ask Connor about this, and you know we'll get more into it tomorrow. But I've said this: Georgia fans since Kirby was hired have never wavered. We act like this was all gravy. We forget he took over 2015. He was like, there's some work to do.
Right.
He didn't come in winning national championships, but he turned it around so quickly, Mike, and they were competing for national championships fairly quickly in his tenure. And the debate with DeBoer is he loses to unranked teams and he doesn't win, you know, big games. And then obviously last year when they had a chance to go to the playoff and they thought they had a playoff caliber team, they don't go. So he's got to prove to Alabama fans that he can get them there. First of all, I'm talking about not just in the playoff. That's not the Alabama standard. He's got to win chips. That's the standard. So I just feel like for Kirby, nothing for me, and I know the losses, as you said, it's a thing. We're using these air quotes.
The Alabama thing.
The thing. But the losses, they don't mean anything to me because, again, Kirby is a championship caliber coach, and he's proven it over and over and over already. But maybe they'll see each other down the road. And by the way, it's great for college football if they do.
Right. I mean, I don't think Georgia fans will turn on Kirby the way Clemson fans have turned on Dabo.
Correct.
But Dabo, it's been – you know, there's a level of performance that is expected. You know, when you're going and winning 11 games every year and you're in the semifinal.
Hell, I'm 55. I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while.
I mean, Kirby is not ready to go full Richard Nixon. You won't have me to kick around anymore. And you won't find another coach who's elite. But no, I mean, that's not going to happen. But there is the changing landscape. The one that got his mentor to leave Alabama because he didn't like the way the thing was going. You just don't have the things in place that helped you win back-to-back national championships. Now, Connor's going to join us tomorrow from Dog Nation. How much of a brain drain on the defensive side of the ball do you need? You know, a little more. I had no problem with Bobo's game plan against Tennessee. I didn't like every aspect of it this week, if I'm honest, against Matt. What do you think of Bobo's game plan, by the way?
Well,
I got nothing bad to say about Bobo. This weekend.
No, but
we all disagree. I mean, sorry, you and I agree. We don't like that fourth down play call.
No, I it may have been the right play. I just didn't like the way that they went about it. Mike, the defense made it hard on the offense this week. The defense made it hard on the offense. One, the defense was on the field a lot more, specifically in the first half and even in the second when Bama would drive, even though they weren't scoring. Mm. I just didn't feel like, and when you talk about Bobo, compare the things you saw with Alabama from a play calling standpoint compared to what you saw with Georgia. Did it seem a little bit conservative?
It just seemed like Alabama was one step ahead of Georgia on everything, right? Okay. We just talked about how it just seemed like they were dictating the tempo. They were getting everything they wanted. They ran a gadget play with a lineman that was just, wow, look at this.
Okay.
There was imagination. Now, again, some of this Bobo might have dialed the right things, and Gunner didn't see it, you know, so I don't want to put it all on Bobo's shoulders. But, you know, the other things which Bobo has no control over, Frazier puts it on the ground.
No, that's a big play. That's a big play. But
you know, the Taylor drop. You know, they dial up the Bobo dialed up the right play. Gunner's over 200 yards passing if he makes that, which all of a sudden becomes sort of a thing, which, oh, he didn't even go for 200 yards. But, I mean, that's not on Bobo. His guys didn't make – Bama players executed better than Georgia players
they
did.
They did, but I also feel like where Ryan Grubb – and this is where you give him credit. Now, can he continue this all season long? Don't know, because they didn't do it at Florida State.
He did not have an answer for Florida State.
Okay, but where Georgia was in just the game planning and in-game stuff, it felt like, for me, Mike, reactive. They weren't being proactive. Grubb and his team, they were being we're going to give you a new look, something different to look at. Here, take a look at this. We're going to give you a different formation. Hey, take a look at this. We're going to send a different wide receiver. And all of a sudden, it's like I needed that from Bobo, even though you said there were some plays that were left on the field. It felt like, okay, I don't know if we're going to do that or not. I just want him to let his hair down, man. That's how I feel. I felt like Ryan Grubb and Alabama came in on Saturday night, and they let their hair down. They were like, we're doing all these things, and this is how we're going to roll.
They played loose.
And we didn't. What's up, O?
You know what it reminded me of watching Georgia on defense? It reminded me of the Tech game last year, Tennessee last week, where Buster Faulkner and Tennessee, they did every crazy thing motion-wise to give Georgia an idea of what was going to come, and they did something else.
It was different.
So much misdirection and so much motion, and just you were able to catch Georgia off guard so many times. That's the eye candy beforehand. And I don't know if that's the way now you have to go out there and play offense against a Kirby Smart-led defense, but you're just going out there and you're just giving all these different looks and you have no idea where the ball is going to come from when the ball snaps.
Right.
And look, there's no debating. They were better. The defense was better in the second half, right? Mike's talking about you didn't score. I mean, like, you went from scoring to all of a sudden you're driving, but you're not scoring. So they did make the adjustments, but offensively, if you're asking me about Bobo, that's what I didn't feel. I didn't feel like the Tennessee, let your hair down, we're doing all these things.
The game was, that's the thing, the game was there for the taking at 24-21. The drop touchdown pass, and then, you know, as we said, Alabama, 9 plays, 49 yards, but they burned 5 minutes off the clock. You know, end of the game. You know, they're able to throw that third down pass, I think it was Cam, the running back got it, and Georgia comes up with that thing that just looks so feeble. On 4th and 1. The execution, the running up. Understand, trying to catch a flat. You're not getting Alabama will be ready for that, okay? That's why, to me, it just felt a little desperate. That's why I'm with you. I don't want to call a timeout, but I don't want to do that, you know, as far as how you're going to get ready for that play.
Well, look.
And where are your playmakers? I mean, Cassius.
They're not on the field. That's why you got to call a timeout to get them on the field.
Right.
That's just me, Mike. I just feel like if that's the biggest moment in the game, okay, if this is the last shot of the game, are you just going to leave your guys out there? Or you're going to get your star in the game. Like, get timeout.
I mean, Chauncey Bowens showed you that he is something special in that game. Now, maybe they'll dial him up down the road. I said, you know, Zachariah Branch. I mean, there's another guy. I mean, and I just thought he was woefully underutilized.
Yeah.
5 touches for Zach. He is your portal guy. This is the guy everybody's talking about. Is this amazing athlete? You can use him anywhere in the field. What happened? Now, did Gunner not see him when he was available, or just was his number not called properly by Bobo?
You guys can hit us up. Mike Bell, ATL. Put him up. See Dukes and at Dukes and Bell, 929. Many ways to get at us. Let me let you hear Kirby talking about this 1-7 thing. For those who don't know, 1-7 versus Alabama. Again, most of that was Nick Saban. But now he's got 2 L's against the board. Last year in Tuscaloosa, now this year in Athens. Here's what he said when he was asked the question this weekend.
I mean, what's everybody else's record against him? You got it? I don't either. Like, I don't lose sleep over that, because those games have been like championship caliber games, right? And even when we play in the regular season, they've been – I just saw 25 scouts out there. They're all there to watch these teams play. So that's not going to affect me. Like, I'm going to be happy and just go lucky if our team comes back and plays well. That's what I worry about.
Now, I mean, it's a bit of a deflection because an ABC ran the graphic, Carl. SEC championship, national championship. I mean, these are games. But that's another thing. These are games where the stakes were so high.
They are. And I was going to say, he's not lying. What he's saying, and to paraphrase, and Kirby, you know, tell it in a different way maybe. I get the sense, Mike, he's saying the magnitude of a regular season game feels like a playoff game, feels like a championship game. Mm. You guys know when we battle, it can go either way. I don't lose sleep over that. If we're losing the lesser opponents, I'll lose sleep over that.
Right.
That's what he's telling you. If I lose to an FBS school that's not on point with us, I'm going to lose sleep over that. But we're playing Alabama. These games could go either way. You guys know that. So I'm not tripping off of that. That's what I get from Kirby.
But, you know, the big picture, and as we said, you know, Kalen DeBoer, they're ready to run him out of town after losing in Tallahassee. And now everyone in Alabama's they're happy again. But you look at, you know, the as we said, the Dabo comparison. All of a sudden, Notre Dame's pushing you around in a Sugar Bowl. You lose to Ole Miss in sloppy conditions last year. You don't pass the eye test. You're not kicking everybody's ass, is like, I guess what it means. Your home win streak just got snapped. You know, I think the solution for Kirby is more brain power.
Okay.
I think there's better coaches out there. I think you get Pittman back in the mix. You go beef that whole lineup, get the depth, you know, and at least in some areas, you're not going to have, in the transfer portal era and NIL, you're not going to be three deep everywhere anymore. But there's some areas I think that can be improved.
Look, you lost Dan Lanning. You were in the playoff. You lost Fran Brown. You were in the playoff. You lost Mel Tucker. You right. won chips. There's been no fall off because of the assistants that are there leaving. The one,
but is it starting now?
But I don't know. One loss, I'm not ready to go there because, again, they've lost before in the regular season. But the one consistent in Alabama, and I think Kirby, he took this and he knows, was Nick Saban. Nick Saban had numerous assistants that came in and out of that program. Guys have left Kirby. There's been no fall. They're a playoff team. So I don't know if that's the answer, or, Mike, is it just the fact that, you know what? It's right here.
I mean,
it's right there for the right. for the taking. They make that play. We're talking about this in a different way today.
And that's the other thing. It's not the end of the world. Now, easier said than done to some Georgia fans out there, because it feels like the end of the world. There's parity in college football. We just mentioned, you know, Ohio State didn't look like world beaters. You know, we just saw Penn State do what they do best. You know, I mean, there's ample chances now for Georgia to win out. Now, again, no slip-ups. Ole Miss now looks like a pretty interesting game all of a sudden, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't think – everybody was telling me in college football, like, they're good. Simmons is going to be good. We didn't know the Chambliss, the backup, was this good. But the old defensive line last year was the reason why they were able to do what they did. I don't know if you're watching Ole Miss. They look pretty good.
Look, Miami looks pretty good. They'll get the test again at Florida State. You know, hey, Texas could lose to Florida, for crying out loud, if they don't
hush
have
your mouth.
P's and
hush
Q's.
Your mouth.
So there's plenty of football to be played. It's just because it's this thing with Alabama that it just. I think that's why Georgia fans are just so literally. It's like a white knuckle grip on the steering wheel today, going to work.
All right. And by the way, I'm going to defend this. I'm going to defend Kirby. Have they been blown out and humiliated in any of these games? These big games.
No, they were one stupid play call and a special teams play from. They could have beaten Notre Dame without even having their fastball.
Yeah, his teams have been right there, and it comes down to those moments, man. If the freshman catches the ball, what does this look like?
Yeah, but last year the freshman caught the ball for Alabama. That's why you lost to Alabama.
I know.
I mean, that's the thing.
Well, and he's now a sophomore, but he missed a ball that was wide open.
Huge play.
Yeah. So it was crazy, man. All right, we got to get out of here and make way. Turtle, by the way, short show tonight. We've got Monday Night Football coming your way. We are your home for the NFL, so make sure you stay tuned,
hey,
guys.
Violence. You want to hear some violence? Dolphins defensive coordinator has promised there will be violence.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies, there will be blood.
All of our problems that we need to solve can be solved through violence.
Yeah, that's the most hilarious thing I've heard. Now,
PJ O'Rourke, famous hero, give war a chance, Carl.
Let's see if they bring that violence tonight, because they've been pretty soft. But we got Monday Night Football. Who do you like, by the way? Cincinnati at Denver? You like Miami tonight? Who do you like?
See, I mean, I dropped Bo Nix from my fantasy team because he's just too schizophrenic. We'll see what happens there. But the Dolphins, if Dolphins are going to get things turned around, it's the Jets, and it's a perfect game for them. And it was a Tyrod Taylor, right, Day-Day? He's going for the Jets, a QB, because Justin Fields is still jammed up.
Yeah.
Need a big night from Garrett Wilson.
Justin's not back tonight. I think he is.
Is he back?
I think Justin Fields is back.
Justin,
tonight.
I need Garrett Wilson early and often. I need 24 points from Garrett Wilson.
Yeah,
but enough about me.
I think he's back from the concussion. Okay. It should be fun to see. Miami's desperate, and Denver's at home. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, guys. Make sure you tune in starting at 2. All right, Big O, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tomorrow, big show, guys. Dave Archer stops by as we recap Falcons and look ahead. We got to get AJ Terrell healthy, and now all of a sudden, we got to get Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Healthy. Darnell has not been healthy, and so that is a question mark during the bye week. We'll talk to Arch about all the things and why were things so much better this week? Also, our buddy Connor Riley's going to stop right by from Dog Nation. Plenty more college football conversation tomorrow here on the show. Make sure you tune in at 2. All right, Big O, great job behind the glass. My man, Day-Day, executive producing. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
We just spent 10 minutes talking about Georgia and the Alabama thing, and it's a thing. But you know what's the worst thing than that? Is a 4-21 thing against top 10 opponents. And that's where James Franklin is living. And again, they can bounce back and they'll probably be in the playoffs because everything's kind of rigged for the Big Ten of the SEC to have multiple teams in. But if you're a Penn State fan, you're saying, what is it going to take? Year after year after year, they just laid big eggs in big moments, and Drew Aller was horrible. Now, again, they can get it right, but if you're a Penn State fan, do you really feel that Franklin is the guy that's going to get you over the top?
For the first time in a long time, there are expectations for our Atlanta Hawks. Today was media day, which means the season is right around the corner. Trae Young, Porzingis, JJ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Jalen
State
Johnson.
Your source.
Taking pictures, doing all the things for the big screen you'll see at Hawks games this season. But none of that matters if this doesn't come together. Dyson Daniels, an all first team defensive guy, you for the first time have the pieces to really do something in the Eastern Conference. I'm kind of excited to see where it goes. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you are truly not elite.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.